Democrats demonstrate partisan political nature of January 6 Commission proposal with campaign pleas. By Wendell Hasebo on May 19, 2021. Democrats are demonstrating partisan political gamesmanship by campaigning off of potentially enacting a January 6 Commission Wednesday. Representative Josh Harders, DCA, campaign for re-election, sent an email soliciting his supporters for their email in relation to the commission. But this isn't a political game, this is our democracy we're talking about. I believe we need a January 6th commission and will be voting yes on creating one today, the Democrat campaign wrote before asking for their email address. If you agree that we need to stop playing politics and need a full investigation into what happened on January 6th, please add your name to this petition, the email said. The leftist organization Protect Democracy issued a letter in support of the commission and then asked readers to help protect democracy by noting a fundraising campaign below. Colorofchange.org is also encouraging individuals to sign a petition entitled, Congress, Investigate White Supremacist Infiltration of Capitol Police Now. The petition's literature states, "We are demanding to know the extent to which white supremacists are calling the shots within the Capitol Police Force. We are demanding investigations and an aggressive policy agenda to root out the white supremacy and anti-black racism that puts all of us in danger," it concludes. Both House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, opposed the measure. McCarthy said Republicans had been hoodwinked by Pelosi, falsely claiming in the press that she had delivered Republicans a counter-proposal, when in reality her proposal would not surface until weeks later. Republican requests for fair representation and an unbiased premise from which to begin such an investigation were always understood to be the starting point for bipartisan negotiations, not the end result, he stated. And while Pelosi has been playing political games with Republicans, McCarthy explained how others have stepped up to perform the job Pelosi spent 5 months failing to do. The Department of Justice has announced 445 arrests in conjunction with the events of January 6, and expect 100 more arrests to follow, he reminded Pelosi. The Federal Bureau of Investigation continues to investigate any and all crimes committed that day, and I fully support these individuals being prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. GOP operative Arthur Schwartz concurred with McCarthy's rejection of the partisan proposal. Until Democrats agree to investigate the months of rioting by Biden voters that destroyed American businesses and cities, every Republican should be in lockstep with McCarthy on this. McCarthy comes out against bipartisan deal on January 6th commission, he tweeted. Pelosi has scheduled the vote for Wednesday around 5:30 p.m. EST with never-Trumper Representative John Katko, RNY, co-sponsoring Pelosi's partisan commission. As a result, Chairman of the City of Fulton Republican Committee Mark Holliday has said he regrets endorsing Katko in 2020, saying he is disgusted and appalled by how he has voted and held himself in Congress so far. Katko has completely abandoned his base and has ignored the voice of the people who put him where he is.